I drove back to my apartment, took a shower all by myself, and got dressed up in a stretchy white tank top and a tailored black suit with a short skirt. I stepped into 4-inch black heels, fluffed up my almost shoulder-length curly brown hair, and added one last layer to my mascara and lipstick. I'd taken a couple minutes to print out a resume on my computer. It was pathetically short. Graduated with mediocre grades from Douglas College. Worked as a lingerie buyer for a cheap department store for a bunch of years. Got fired. Tracked down scumbags for my cousin Vinny. Seeking management position in a classy company. Of course, this was Jersey, and classy here might not be the national standard. I grabbed my big black leather shoulder bag and yelled goodbye to my roomie, Rex the hamster. Rex lives in a glass aquarium on the kitchen counter. Rex is pretty much nocturnal, so we're sort of like ships passing in the night. As an extra treat, once in a while I drop a cheese doodle into his cage, and he emerges from his soup can home to retrieve the doodle. That's about as complicated as our relationship gets. I live on the second floor of a blocky, no-frills, three-story apartment building. My apartment looks out over the parking lot, which is fine by me. Most of the residents in my building are seniors. They're home in front of their televisions before the sun goes down, so the lot side is quiet at night. I exited my apartment and locked up behind myself. I took the elevator to the small ground floor lobby, pushed through the double glass doors, and crossed the lot to my car. I was driving a dark green Saturn SL2. The Saturn had been the special of the day at Generous George's Used Car Emporium. I'd actually wanted a Lexus SC430, but Generous George thought the Saturn was more in line with my budget constraints. I slid behind the wheel and cranked the engine over. I was heading off to apply for a job at the Button Factory, and I was feeling down about it.